Hello, and welcome to my podcast. Today we will be talking about the steps you can take to be the best writer. So, what you have to do first when writing is you have to figure out a genre, specifically a genre that you're going to write in. You don't have to stick to that genre, but like me, I have stuck to specifically one genre, horror. I do that because it's mostly the easiest for me. And also, I've loved horror my entire life. But it depends on what type of person you are. If you, as a person, want to... What could I say? If you're a type of person that is, you think of yourself as crazy, you're going to want to write books about crazy people. Because you have experience. Or if you are a loving person, you'd want to write about love stories. Or you could ignore that advice and not do that. But honestly, I'm just here to give you some practical, pretty good advice. And... Sorry about that. Tired a bit. But, yeah. And after you figure out what genre you're going to write about, you're going to want to start a notebook. Writing down lines from books that you like. Because sometimes you could use small, insignificant lines from movies and books that you think would go good. Or, like, scenes from, like, a movie. For instance, the Amityville Horror, that one scene, or that one time where the priest was in the attic room, and flies are everywhere. You could use flies in your horror novel, or book, or whatever. And if you're gonna write a biography about your life, or autobiography, or just a biography about somebody's life, that's a lot of research, so... Yeah, unless you're a person that likes research, don't do that. But, once you figure out that, and you write a bunch of stuff in the notebook, you can get to writing. Next, you're going to have to figure out what type of computer or typewriter you're going to use. Or if you're just going to write it down in a notebook, send it off. For me, I'm not the greatest speller. I usually try to do it on my Chromebook. I use a Chromebook, it's easier, and I downloaded Grammarly. It's not sponsored, but I downloaded it, it's free. It's really good for people that don't know how to spell, or aren't the greatest at spelling. I usually use my typewriter just for short little things that I'm doing, and mostly I write short stories, horror short stories. And then after you figure out, like, what you're going to use as a typewriter, if you're going to use a typewriter or a Chromebook, if you're going to use a Chromebook, use the Brother Chromebook, because those have everything that are really good. It's a good company. It's really good for typewriting, if you're going to use a typewriter. After you do all that, you're going to have to know one thing. You are probably, as a person, in your books, are probably never going to get as big as the big writers, J.K. Rowling, Stephen King. And even if you do, well, that's really good. You're doing something right. And once you remember that, you have to know that you are a good writer to yourself. If you yourself think you are a good writer, then you are a good writer. And once you get that in your head, you have to do a couple more things. You have to read. To quote Stephen King, if you cannot make time for reading, there is no point in writing. Which I think is a good quote from Stephen King, because he doesn't really have a lot. But I specifically use that because reading has gotten me into writing. And it's true, if you cannot make time for reading, what is the point in writing? Because reading books is how you gain experience to write. And you can also be... How can I say this? You can be inspired by a book. Like, if you're going to read American Psycho, for instance. If you're going to read American Psycho, then you're going to want to... You're probably, if you're like me, you're going to want to write a book that's like American Psycho. And let's say you know all that. And you just came here to know if you're going to need a publisher or not. Well, you are probably going to need a publisher. Because there are two different types of publishers. There are self-publishing, which I'm thinking of doing for my books. Or real publishing, which is pretty good. Because you don't get as much creative control if you do the regular publishing. If you do self-publishing, you get, one, you get more money, and two, you get more money from sales, and two, you get almost 100% out of creative control. But regular publishing, you don't get as much creative control. You get to know what, like, font it is, what size the book it is. But the publishers, like the people publishing the book, get to figure out where they're going to post it and how much they're going to sell it. Sometimes, if you get a good publisher, you're going to be able to sell your book and figure out and know how much your book's going to be sold for. Most of the time, it depends on how long your book is. Also, I just wanted to, right here, just one second, little break. I just want you guys, this is an ad for me. I want you guys to go to, I want you to go onto YouTube, search up The Prickly Thorns, and I want you to listen to the music. It is really good, and I will be back in a second. Hello, and I am back. I just had to go for a little break really quick. So yeah, I hope you did that. And if you do like my music, go and check out Gio Orlando. He is a YouTuber on YouTube. And I am back. I just had to put away some groceries. And yeah, seriously, go check out Gio Orlando. He does music, he does movie reviews. And also go check out King of Crazies. He is also a YouTuber. He does music, and his name is me. So, yeah, you should go do that. And, going back to the writing. You're also going to need a manager. I'm not really going to get into that, because that is a very complicated thing. And most people don't want to listen to that when they're listening to a podcast. So, now we are reaching the end, and I would just like to say thank you, and I would like you to go up and subscribe to this podcast. And if I don't see you again, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.